Good afternoon. Today I want to speak about one of the many heroes of faith from the book of Hebrews chapter 11. This chapter is rich and powerful and positive testimony. These Old Testament biblical figures serve as great examples of faith being put into action. And if you look through the chapter in Hebrews 11, I just want to point out that out of the 40 verses, nearly half of them start off with two words, by faith. Faith is a critical component in Christianity. And the author defines faith in verse 1 as the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is not a power which you have created on your own. Faith is a God-given gift to trust in the future that God has promised. And Jesus Christ is our chief cornerstone, the chief cornerstone of a Christian's faith. Jesus said in John 6:29, as Pastor James just said, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he sent." Jesus is our confidence. Jesus is our assurance because of who he is, what he did, and what he promised. And the Apostle John said, "And this is the testimony that God has given us, eternal life. And this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son does not have life. These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God." So faith is very important. It serves as a compass in the direction of our lives to please God. The Old Testament biblical figure of faith today I want to speak about is Noah. And we're going to see how Noah, his faith led him to carry out God's kingdom work. Hebrews 11:7 reads, "By faith, Noah, being divinely warned of the things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith." So by way of application, I want to give 2 points. And each point, we're going to look at Noah, we're going to look at Jesus, we're going to look at ourselves. First point, by faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear. As we all know the story of Noah, Noah's Ark, it's a very familiar one. It's commonly taught in Sunday school for children. Well, in the days of Noah, the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of their heart was only evil continually. And the Lord was sorry that he made man on the earth, and he was grieved in his heart. Genesis 6, verses 5 and 6. So here we get a sense of God's emotion pertaining to his creation of man. God does not make mistakes, but God was grieved in his heart because the human race basically decided to choose sin and death rather than life and a relationship with God. God's grievance was basically in humanity's choices. Just as believers today, we can grieve the Spirit with sinful choices. Genesis 6:8 states that Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Not that he was perfect. The Bible states that none is perfect. No one, no, not one. But Noah had faith in the Creator. He sought God. He had faith in God's word, which was probably passed down from generation to generation from Adam. And Noah probably stood out, living that faith compared to the wicked generation he lived in. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord because of what? Because of faith. And if you notice in Genesis chapter 5, the writing about the family history of Adam, Noah's the only name commented on. Genesis 5:29 reads, "And he called his name Noah. This one will comfort us concerning our work and in the toil of our hands because of the ground that the Lord has cursed." God's judgment was coming. And Noah believed it, even though he probably didn't understand it. God told Noah to build an ark. Genesis 6:17 through 19, "And behold, I myself am bringing flood waters on the earth. From under heaven, all flesh in which is the breath of life, everything on earth shall die." But I will give my establish my covenant with you, and you shall go into the ark, you, your sons, your wife, and your sons' wives with you. And every living thing and every living thing of all the flesh you shall bring two of every sort into the ark to keep them alive with you. They shall be male and female. So Noah was being divinely warned and also being told how to escape that judgment. Noah moved with a godly fear. He moved with a godly reverence in knowing what God said would come true. Faith is a belief in a certain knowledge or future to come that one can't see right now. Noah didn't understand what a flood was. Rain didn't even exist back then at that time. It stated that a mist came up from the ground to water the earth. But the point is that Noah's faith persevered. His life was all about God's kingdom work. Looking at Jesus, he said to his disciple Thomas, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believed." On many occasions, Jesus speaks about the faith of the healed. Jesus said to the blind man, "Go your way, your faith has made you well." Jesus said to the sinful woman, demonstrating a humility and honoring Christ by washing his feet with her tears and anointing his feet with the fragrant oil, he said, "Your sins are forgiven, your faith has saved you. Go in peace." Jesus said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." This applies to us. We all know that death is coming, and so is God's judgment. It's a sobering certainty. Hebrews 9:27 is appointed for men to die once, but after this, the judgment. Ecclesiastes 12:14, "For God will bring every work into judgment, including every secret thing, whether good or evil." Friends, none of us has ever seen heaven or hell. Yet because of faith in God's word, we know that these places exist. For God is not able to lie. So the question is, who is your faith in? Is it in yourself, what you do, or is it in what Jesus did? Is it in Jesus? Noah's ark is a picture of salvation. Again, God divinely warned Noah of the wrath to come, but he also provided an escape. For Noah, it was his faith in God's word. And because of his God-given faith, Noah followed through on that faith to build an ark. His faith came with works. And sadly, so many today, they say they have faith, but you don't see it. There's no work. There's no fruit. Again, today our way of escape is in faith in God's word as well, particularly his son Jesus, his life, his death, his resurrection. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Jesus is our ark to safety. He's our ark to escape the judgment and the punishment we deserve. What are you doing with it? Second point is that Noah prepared an ark for the saving of his household. Noah was called to partake in kingdom work. For him, it was to build an ark, which took 120 years to construct. Now, the Bible doesn't record any communication between Noah and God during the construction process. And furthermore, I'm sure that Noah got ridiculed by people for building such an enormous ark in dry climate. I can see people saying it now, "Hey, Noah, why are you building this thing? What, are you a fool?" Noah most likely used this opportunity to preach to those naysayers about God's coming judgment. Again, Noah is described in 2 Peter 2:5 as a preacher of righteousness. He most likely got laughed at or rebuked. No conversion of faith from the souls that he spoke to. Otherwise, it probably would have been more than 8 people on that boat, in the ark. But the point is that Noah continued to press on in his faith, despite the climate, despite the criticism, despite the consecutive years of no judgment in sight. Noah's testimony was that he pressed forward in faith through his action of building the ark. That was his part of God doing God's kingdom work. Jesus partook in kingdom work as well, and no one can outwork God, of course. But he was on a mission. Jesus said, "Do not think that I came to destroy the law or the prophets. I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill." For Jesus came to die. Matthew 20:28 reads, "Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many." Jesus preached about the kingdom in heaven as well. He said, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of the Father in heaven." Jesus said, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." And he also said, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would not have told you. I go and prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, you may be also." That's what's so amazing, is that the Christian faith is based on Jesus' work. Because it's only through his work that brings salvation, not yours. This leads to ourselves. We are all continued to partake in God's kingdom work to help grow the kingdom. This is a universal calling for all believers, a common mission. And Jesus said, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." So friends, share the gifts he has blessed you with. Be a good testimony to others. Speak about Jesus. Share the gospel. Pass out gospel tracts and leave the results to God. Our kingdom work may not look grand like Noah's, but all kingdom work does one thing. It points to Jesus. Plant a seed of hope in someone's heart and leave the rest of the work to God. You know, the final thought, as believers, we all have a small part in God's plan. Just as Noah built that ark and prepared those rooms for all those animals to come, it was God who supernaturally led them to the ark. Jesus, too, is preparing mansions in the heavenly kingdom for those who believe, for those who supernaturally receive God's calling. So let Noah's faith encourage you to carry out God's kingdom work, regardless of circumstance, regardless of any of the naysayers. Just go out there and just go and do it. Let's pray. Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, we thank you so much, Father, for this wonderful day that you have blessed us with, Father. We thank you, Father, for the faith that you have blessed us with, for you are the author and perfecter of our faith. We thank you, Father, for never letting go of us as well, Father. When we fail to do your will, or we just give into the flesh, we thank you, Father, that your work in us is not done, that it continues until the day we end up in heaven with you. We thank you, Father, for blessing us with an opportunity to go out and share the word, to be a part of your mission, to plant seeds, to grow the kingdom, to join in the kingdom work, just as Noah did back in the day. Again, Father, we thank you, for none of this is possible without you, without your redemptive plan, without you changing us, changing our hearts, working in us. And we thank you, Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.